Haynes is awarded $20 million in federal infrastructure funding for the Lutac Dock redevelopment project. And a state ferry heading to the Upper Lynn Canal gets turned around on Friday for safety reasons. And a winter storm watch is in effect this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The Biden administration has announced a $20 million federal infrastructure grant for repairs to Haynes Freight and Fuel Dock. It was one of only three projects in the state of Alaska, awarding funds totaling $52 million, announced by U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Friday. This year, the Department of Transportation's Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity, or RAISE grant program, awarded nearly $1 billion to 90 infrastructure projects nationwide, including Haynes' Lutac Dock redevelopment project. Haynes Mayor Douglas Olrud says it's an exciting development and many years in the works.
We always felt it was a long shot. But with the RAISE program, one of the things they've told us is that the more times you put in, the better chance you have of getting it.
Lutac Dock is Haynes' only freight and fuel dock and an essential transit point for supplies from Southeast Alaska and Seattle area ports. The $20 million project would pay for demolition of a dock that's outlived its 60-year lifespan. In its place would be a modern bulkhead with fenders and mooring dolphins capable of 350-foot vessels.
The reason we've been pushing this is the face of the dock, we've been told, is at the point of failure. And so if that was to fail, we wouldn't be able to get our groceries and other goods that come in on the barge. And so to get that fixed, so we're not going to have an environmental problem by having that fall into the ocean, to do that, the responsible thing, and get that fixed. Make sure we're having a stable place to dock the barges, to dock the fuel barges, I think benefits the whole community.
It would also relocate the boat launch ramp and create a new uplands area, according to the Haynes Borough's design stages 1 and 2, says Mayor Doug Olrud. While the new dock is under construction, fuel and freight delivery will not be interrupted. Alaska Marine Lines will continue to deliver via the roll-on, roll-off ramp. Olrud says there's no projected timeline yet, but he estimates the project could take up to 5 years.
My guess, I would say probably 3 to 5. Because we've got the things that I've been told takes about a year, year and a half to get all the permitting done. So with engineering permitting, we're probably 2 years out from being able to start digging in the ground. And so that's my cautiously optimistic timeline.
The Lutac Dock redevelopment project has been the topic of controversy and years of public debate, focused on whether it would include construction of an ore terminal. But Mayor Olrud says this project does not, as there is not a supply from mines in Canada's Yukon Territory.
You need ore to have an ore terminal. And right now in the Yukon, there is not enough ore that somebody's willing to sign a contract to ship through Haynes to make the investment in building an ore terminal a viable concern. It would be irresponsible for the borough to build something just hoping somebody's going to use it at some point in time.
Olrud says the Palmer Project, spearheaded by the Vancouver-based Constantine Metal Resources and located in the upper Chilkat Valley, is still in the exploratory stages and so not included in the current plans for the dock's redevelopment.
So until the Palmer Project by Constantine gets further along and it looks like they're willing to sign a agreement to export X number of tons of ore per year off of a facility, or that there's more mines in the Yukon that want to export any kind of material off of that. The ore terminal is waiting on all of those before anything would happen with that. But I don't see that happening in the near future.
The project is estimated to cost over $25 million, so the community will still need to borrow the $5 million difference or find some other way to pay for it. A fully loaded state ferry bringing travelers to the Upper Lynn Canal was forced to turn around on Friday. Heavy freight combined with turbulent seas and freezing spray made conditions unsafe for the Lakani to continue north to Haines and Skagway. As KHNS's Mike Swayze reports, it's another wintertime hiccup in travel plans for Upper Lynn Canal communities.
Passengers aboard the Lakante reported the Marine Highway vessel was tilting to the port side during an aborted Friday morning trip from Juneau to Haines. The ship made an abrupt U-turn near Sentinel Island Lighthouse and headed back to Juneau at around 10 a.m. Department of Transportation spokesperson Sam Dapsevich says it was a combination of factors, including a full freight deck, heavy seas, and freezing spray that forced the ship to turn around.
They've got a full load on board, and the buildup of ice on the hull can cause stability issues, so the captain made the call to bring the ship back to port.
Dapsevich also told KHNS on Friday afternoon the ship would offload some freight in Juneau and attempt another trip north later in the day. Skagway resident Andrea Payne was on the ferry on Friday morning. She says it was anything but smooth sailing.
I mean, the waves are something. I've never been on such a rocky ferry ride. You can't walk. It's like you're drunk. You go to the bathroom, you darn near fall over.
Another Skagway passenger, Sierra O'Daniel, was heading home from Juneau after seeing her doctor. She's pregnant with twins. She says as soon as the announcement was made that they were turning around, her husband, Jason, booked a hotel room in Juneau and tickets on Sunday's ferry to Skagway. An hour and a half later, she says she heard an announcement over the loudspeaker that there would be another sailing that same day. But she's staying in Juneau.
If I wasn't so pregnant and uncomfortable, we'd probably just try to stay. But it's really hard for me to, like, sit down for an extended period of time without being able to, like, recline or lay down. And so Jason and I just decided we'll just stay for the couple of nights and come back on Sunday.
Other Skagway residents have already been stuck in the capital city for multiple days, including Danielle Arnold. She had surgery in Juneau earlier in the week and tried to fly home to Skagway on Wednesday, only to be turned around.
Our flight was leaving late because of weather, and he went ahead and tried, and we got, like, right outside of Skagway. If there's no fog, we would have seen Skagway. And he told us that if it got too bad, he was going to turn around.
When the pilot did make the call to turn back to Juneau, things got dicey.
When he turned sideways, the plane hit a bunch of air and started shaking really hard, and then it hit a pothole and dropped while we were still sideways in the air. It was scary.
So Arnold booked a safe bet on the Lakante, only to get turned around once again. With a volleyball tournament in Haines this weekend, seats on the boat were full, with some passengers sitting on the floor.
It's one of the more crowded ferries I think I've ever been on, and there's not enough seating for everybody, so you really do have bodies everywhere.
That's Skagway Assembly person Deb Potter, who's been traveling for several days, trying to get home from a series of conferences in Anchorage.
There's people sitting in stairwells and laying on, like, the floors, not just in the lounges, but on the floors everywhere.
As of Friday afternoon, the Lakante was once again headed northbound and expected to call in both Skagway and Haines. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
And a winter storm watch is in effect for the Upper Lynn Canal from Saturday afternoon through Sunday afternoon. The National Weather Service forecasts snowfall rates will be greatest during the late afternoon and early evening, with totals from 6 to 12 inches. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.